From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. This is Alan Cairns saying hello to you and welcome again to Let the Bible Speak. This week and next week on the program, we're turning to Colossians 1, 24 through 29 to continue our studies on the general subject of a faithful Christian ministry. We'll be dealing with the rich and glorious mystery that Paul mentions in verse 27. Actually, those studies will commence properly tomorrow in the will of the Lord, because today the program will take a rather unusual course as it follows some remarks that I made on the night I preached this message in our church here in Greenville. But more of that later. First, we commence with our daily devotional Bible study for today, taken from Job 39, verses 16 and 17, and titled, A Dumb Bird. Job 39, 16 and 17, She is hardened against her young ones, as though they were not hers. Her labor is in vain, without fear, because God hath deprived her of wisdom, neither hath he imparted to her understanding. All nature portrays some degree of spiritual truth. The ostrich is described here as a silly bird. Any lessons we may derive from it are of a negative and warning kind. Its very appearance is a powerful example of double-mindedness and instability. It runs along the ground with its powerful legs like an animal, yet it's a bird. It has feathers and wings, yet it doesn't fly. It gives the impression of being neither one thing nor the other. James 1 verse 8 says, A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let's not be like the ostrich in our relationship with God. True Christianity demands a clear choice, a positive stand, a firm commitment. Again, the poor ostrich has no instinctive understanding of its circumstances. It has no ability to weigh up the consequences of its existence on the earth. It lives with no regard for the future. That, alas, is the attitude of many men and women in this world. Eat, drink, and be merry, and the future will take care of itself, seems to be their attitude. Their philosophy is, sow, for there will be no harvest. How foolish. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 9, verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. To make sure that our eternal welfare is secure is of the utmost importance. To know Christ as Savior, and that for all eternity, is a paramount necessity. Most of the creatures in the animal and bird kingdoms take care of their young. The ostrich doesn't. It displays no desire to advance the welfare and protection of its offspring. Many parents adopt a similar attitude, sadly, toward the spiritual well-being of their children. They take care of them in temporal matters, but have little or no regard to their eternal destiny. Let us not be like this silly bird, the ostrich. Let's resolve not to adopt that kind of attitude to the responsibilities of this life and of the life to come. Thomas Carlyle said, and this is our thought for the day, he who has no vision of eternity will never get a true hold of time.
Oh,
Many of you have already asked for our quarterly magazine, and have, I trust, been enjoying reading it. The latest issue of the Let the Bible Speak Quarterly deals with the subject of the cross of Christ, and that should make it an issue that is of interest to all of God's people. If you haven't yet joined our readership, I encourage you to do so. It's easy. All you have to do is call or write, either by conventional mail or by email, and we'll ship the magazine off to you. There's no cost to you at all, and no strings attached. We know that almost any time you order anything from most Christian ministries, you're likely to receive endless streams of begging letters. That will not happen when you write or call Let the Bible Speak. So make sure you get on our mailing list for the Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-866-877-LTBS, 1-866-877-5827. We look forward to hearing from you and being able to send you our Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine. At the top of the program, I said that today we will take a somewhat different course from our usual format. A few months ago, a very dear friend of mine by the name of Albert McCauley went to be with the Lord. He was the home evangelist in the church that I pastored for 15 years in Northern Ireland, a man of real spiritual power who was greatly used of the Lord. Not long before Albert died, the church held a special meeting to honor his life and labors. Just before I preached the message that we're dealing with this week, here in Greenville on Colossians 1:27, I watched a DVD of that meeting back in Northern Ireland, and one tribute in particular challenged me so much that I took time to report it to our congregation in Greenville just before I preached. Though it's unusual to do so, what I want to do today on this radio broadcast is to ask you to join us as I tell our people of the tribute that was paid to Albert McCauley not long before his death, and then as we went to the Lord in prayer. And I believe that you will be blessed and you'll be challenged as we were in considering these things. Just before I read God's word and have a word of prayer, I thought I would just say something that I hope will be a help to all of us, but especially our young people. Last night, after spending all my day in my study, I decided to get my computer out and put into it a DVD that I'd received from Ballymoney of a meeting that had been held there some few weeks ago. It was a last tribute to 29 years of our brother Albert McCauley's home mission ministry. And that was a meeting I couldn't be at, so they sent me a DVD of it. And since last Lord's Day, I announced to you that his burial took place just even as we were meeting here. I thought I would just draw your attention to this. I can't remember it all, but I jotted down what I could just before I got up to speak there. There's a young man in the church there, and he was saved a few years ago, and he really has gone on with God in a wonderful way. He and I are in correspondence at times, and I've had the joy of seeing him grow in grace and grow in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus, grow in the knowledge of the Word of God. And a couple of years ago, he wrote me to tell me that he was going out into the open-air meetings with Albert. And when he was called upon to give a tribute to Albert at that meeting, of which I got the DVD, he quoted the email that I sent him, which is more than I could do because I don't keep copies of all the correspondence I have by email. But I did tell him to make the very best use that he could of the opportunity that God was giving him, because he could never learn open-air preaching from a greater master, and he could never learn personal work from a greater personal worker. Armin Tomasian is the young man's name, and Armin made a tribute, and he said some of the things that he learned sitting in Albert's Bible class, and then just with him going around every town and every hamlet in all of North Antrim with the gospel of Christ. There were five things that he said, but being a very good old person, I can forget, and so one of them totally escapes my memory. But the others will say a lot, and they may give you an insight into why, and I'm sure some of you would think that I'm overstating the case, but I can assure you I'm not. An insight into why I said that every time I sat down with Albert McCauley, I felt I was back in the book of the Acts of the Apostles. He didn't believe in speaking in tongues. That was not the issue. The issue was the reality of the presence and the leading and the power of God. And Armin put his finger right on the pulse of the whole work
And I trust that this was a challenge to me as I sat and watched it. And I thought a good preparation for the Sabbath day for me as I sat and watched it. They said, these are the things among many, many things. These are the things that I would isolate that I learned from this man. Number one, he taught me that Christians need to be completely separated from the world. And he used a lovely line. He said, have done with the toys and the trinkets of the world. Christians need to be totally separated from the world. Second, he said, I learned that Christians need to be totally devoted to God, consecrated 100% to Christ. He said, the third thing I learned from Albert was the absolute necessity of being filled with the Holy Spirit, of having an anointing of the power of the Holy Spirit for service. And the final thing he said I learned from Albert was that the Christian must always be seeking the lost for Christ. Four simple. Yes, because you can remember them. Simple, because it doesn't take a university degree to understand them. But simple? No. The most profound things that you and I could ever learn in the Christian life. Separation from the world. Consecration unto our God and Savior. The infilling of the Spirit's power and the blazing passion for evangelism burning in our hearts. That's what you need in your life. That's what I need in my life. That's what this church needs in its life. Let these be the hallmarks of our lives. Let these be the hallmarks of our family life. Let these be the hallmarks of our church life. And I tell you, you will discover personally what I have stated about Albert, that living in the reality of the Acts of the Apostles is just as possible for you as it was for him. Let's bow in prayer. Our gracious God and our Father in heaven, this Sabbath day we come to thee earnestly desiring spiritual reality, crying out to thee for a visitation from on high. And yet, O Lord, facing up to our own God-given responsibilities, Lord, we confess that it is all too easy to be at ease in Zion. It is all too easy to take for granted the things that we have, the blessings we enjoy, and, oh God, to lose our cutting edge for God. We cry to thee today that in thy great mercy thou wilt forgive us our sin. Cleanse us, oh God, from all unrighteousness. Lord, forgive us particularly for the sin of worldliness. And God, grant that thou wilt separate us unto God as a people of genuine holiness. Grant us that devotion, that selling out to God with the cross before us and the world behind us. No turning back. Our God and Father, we cry to thee, fill us with thy Spirit. Anoint us with his almighty power. Use us, O God, in thy service. Grant us a passion for the lost, to see them saved. Lord, may we be able to say with C.T. Studd of old that the tramp of Christless feet on the Christless road to a Christless eternity is driving us mad. Mad, O Lord, as the world would call it. But, O God, simply driving us to reach the lost for Christ. Do this, O God, we pray. Raise up, we ask of Thee in this church, not just one, but many, an Albert Macaulay. Raise up, O God, in this congregation, young men like our brother Armand, who have caught the vision and caught the fire, who are no longer satisfied to pursue merely a career, but who are ready to sell out to God, no matter what it may cost, no matter where it may lead. Oh God, we pray, raise up a race of men and women in this church with a love for Christ that will eclipse every call of the world and will burn in their hearts to reach the world with the blessed, powerful gospel of grace. Do it not only for our young people, do it, Lord, for our fathers and mothers. It is easy for us to tell young people what to do instead of showing them what to be. O God, our Father, we pray, bless every father, bless every mother here, bless every mature Christian, and O God, make us what we ought to be for Thee. Remember this church, we need revival, urgently. Urgently do we need revival. We thank Thee for the word to the men at their breakfast on Saturday morning on the necessity of revival. Lord, as we go on to look at some of the history of what God has done in great revivals in the past, stir our hearts, grant us an insatiable desire to see God at work. Oh Lord, do come amongst us, we pray. Now Lord, we ask Thee to open Thy word to us. Still us in Thy presence, speak, O God, with Thy gracious power, and God grant that Thou wilt show Christ in all His fullness to us in all our need, and grant us faith to lay hold of Him as He is set before us in the Gospel. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairns saying thank you for listening,
I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we Let the Bible Speak.